Meanwhile, in New South Wales, the bid to change the law there to allow the terminally ill to take steps to end their own lives has been lost by one vote. Upper House MPs debated a bill introduced by Nationals MLC Trevor Khan until nearly midnight. Mr. Khan is vowing to try again in the next term of Parliament as disappointed supporters of the change closely watch the Victorian bill's passage. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
Just before midnight, the latest attempt to introduce euthanasia in New South Wales failed by one vote in the Legislative Council.
Lock the doors. The question is that this bill be now read a second time. The ayes will pass to the right of the chair, the noes to the left of the chair. There being 19 ayes and 20 noes, the question is resolved in the negative. Unlock the doors.
The man who'd introduced the bill is New South Wales Nationals MLC and Upper House Deputy President Trevor Khan.
Well, obviously disappointed. We had what I think was a reasonable expectation that we might just get over the line. Obviously, we fell short by one.
Mr. Khan's private member's bill would have applied to terminally ill patients in New South Wales over the age of 25, who'd been given a maximum of 12 months to live by their doctors. It would have required that any patient first be assessed by a psychologist or psychiatrist and receive the sign-offs from two doctors, including a specialist. Close family members would have been able to challenge the decision in court.
We'll look at an appropriate time, I think realistically, in the next term of Parliament to reintroduce a bill. We'll continue to talk with the stakeholders and just work out a timing and a campaign.
Those campaigners and their opponents agree euthanasia will be debated in New South Wales again.
Yes, it will, yes. And as we both know, of course, it remains a live legislative issue for the Victorian Parliament. It is going to be an ongoing debate.
That's Dr. Frank Brennan, a Sydney palliative care specialist with deep reservations about Trevor Khan's bill.
I am pleased that the vote has occurred this way, even albeit extremely narrowly.
Among Frank Brennan's concerns is what he describes as the risk that a person contemplating assisted dying will later regret the decision.
We're very conscious that people can change their mind, that a period of despair can be followed by a period of calm, and we're concerned that the process of moving to voluntary assisted suicide would quickly move to that point rather than the attempt to deal with the suffering.
Shane Higson sat in the gallery for last night's marathon debate. She's the Vice President of Dying with Dignity New South Wales.
Look, I'm devastated, to be honest. We thought yesterday that we could achieve this law. We knew the numbers would be tight, but to lose just one or two people, you know, really at the last minute was heartbreaking.
And while Shane Higson assumes the debate will come around again, she says it'll be too late for some terminally ill patients like motor neurone disease sufferer Annie Gabrielides.
Paul Gabrielides, Annie Gabrielides' husband, emailed a number of those wavering politicians on the night before the yesterday's debate. And to just read what he said in his last paragraph, if you had 100 days left on the planet, would you spend one of those days with politicians trying to change their mind on a law that is unlikely to affect you? Believe me, I have asked Annie this question many times, and I get the same answer every time. Yes, because it's the right thing to do. These people have come to Dying with Dignity and offered to spend days, sometimes weeks, visiting MPs when they have so few days left. That's the heartbreak for me.
Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity New South Wales, our reporter Stephen Smiley.